This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
One of the many things then-presidential candidate Donald Trump promised in 2016 was he would boost the country's coal industry. So soon after Trump won the presidency, KUT's Moz Bouchel started asking experts whether coal power had a future in the U.S. The response was unanimous. Regardless of the president's promises, coal's prospects were dim. Unless one thing happened.
That one thing was first mentioned to me by Severin Borenstein at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. When I called him last year, he said,
"The one way they could really boost coal is if they started subsidizing the production of coal."
But he said it was unlikely.
"I think there are enough market-oriented Republicans who would balk at that."
Surely free market boosters like former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who Trump tapped to lead the Department of Energy, would never sign on to that type of intervention. Or would they?
"The idea that there is a free market in the energy industry is a fallacy."
That was Perry earlier this month at a congressional subcommittee talking about his proposal to subsidize coal and nuclear power. I called Borenstein back. I even replayed his old quote to him.
"Republicans who would balk at that."
Well, to start with, does it still seem unlikely?
"I think that it's possible."
But he's not buying Perry's rationale for subsidies. The administration is arguing that coal and nuclear plants should be subsidized because they're the only two electricity generators that keep their fuel stored on site, making them especially valuable in the event of a natural disaster or attack of some kind.
"The problem is there isn't a study that actually shows it's incredibly valuable. And in fact, the early version of the Department of Energy study of resiliency, before it got rewritten by the leadership, actually said it wasn't incredibly valuable, and there really isn't a reliability and resiliency problem."
Here in Texas, there's one more catch. The subsidies wouldn't apply. That's because much of the Texas grid is managed by the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT. Joshua Rhodes is a fellow at UT's Energy Institute.
"The thing with ERCOT is because it's self-contained within Texas, it's not under federal jurisdiction."
The plan has been roundly criticized by almost everyone outside the coal and nuke industries, and a lot of people think it won't end up happening. But Borenstein says the fact that the administration proposed subsidies through administrative action and not through Congress makes them at least slightly more likely than he thought they were a year ago. Moz Bouchel, KUT News.